Monitor, where the weekend action is. My name's Brad Crandall. Some of the action this weekend has been in the unidentified flying object department. Out in Anderson, Indiana, the night security officer for a college told newsmen he saw a little blue light while making his rounds early yesterday morning. Let's put a call into Henry Fox in Anderson, Indiana, and ask him about what he saw. But first, little hot stuff, Caliente by Billy Strange.
Hard to define, but easy to recognize. In tape recorders, quality is easy to recognize by the name RCA Victor. For example, a new RCA Victor tape recorder that plays on batteries or AC current features push-button controls and a 4-inch oval speaker. See quality engineered tape recorders at your RCA Victor dealers this coming week.
Henry Fox is a security officer in Anderson, Indiana, at the college there, who works from 8 at night till 6 in the morning, making sure that everything's safe on campus. And yesterday morning, about 4:20, Henry was on his rounds with his 9-year-old son, Darryl, and he looked out to see if there was any cross-street traffic. And what he saw, well, I'll tell you what. Mr. Fox.
Yes, sir.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
When you looked out to sea at about 4:20, what was this, a little blue ball in the sky?
In the distance in the east.
A
little blue ball, a little larger than the stars would be.
Mm-hmm. Did it come any closer than this?
Yes, it did, at a tremendous speed.
Mm-hmm. And was it a vehicle of any kind that you could see?
This blue ball was not a vehicle. It seemed to contain a vehicle or an object, I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. How'd you describe it?
Well, the blue ball came at a... Oh, I have no idea of how to describe the speed of its approach.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of just a few seconds, and it was right on me from a pinpoint to something that was maybe 200 feet in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
Ball.
I see. About how high was this?
Well, it would have been about the same height, and it faded out. But as it was approaching and got larger, I could see a white shaft sticking from the top of the blue ball, extending from the top, and also extending down into the blue ball.
Mm-hmm.
And when it stopped, this blue ball completely disappeared and just left this white shaft vertical in the air.
Was it in movement at all times, or did it sort of hang there for a while?
The white shaft was in movement until the blue ball disappeared, and then it just stayed there. It never moved.
I see.
I stood there for 25 minutes in that one spot, and it never moved.
I see. Well, now, how long was it visible altogether?
A total of about a half an hour for me.
I see. Now, When you reported this, what happened?
I've been doing nothing but answering questions ever since.
Well, now, I understand that the National Space Agency had an interpretation about it. They said it was something they'd launched, didn't they?
Yes, but I disagree with them, because this came right down my line of sight at me.
Mm-hmm.
It was not going up or in a lateral movement.
Mm-hmm.
It was moving at a tremendous speed right down my line of sight, and it was obviously controlled because the stop was not abrupt. It just came to a smooth, rapid stop.
And just hung there for a while.
And just stayed there.
Yeah, and there's not much of anything we launched that does that, huh?
And the fact that it was stayed there for 25 minutes while I was standing there before I got in my car and started to drive on my rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then it abruptly disappeared.
Henry, one question. Have you heard from your friends since you reported this? What have they had to say?
They have a lot of different statements. Most of them believe that I saw something.
Mm-hmm.
They know me well enough.
In other words, they're not calling up and telling you that you should have stayed out of the juice or anything like that.
Yes, no. They'll tease me that way, but They believe me that I did see something that some of them find it hard to believe. That.
One more quick question, Henry. Would you consider yourself to have been a flying saucer or UFO buff before this happened?
No, I wasn't.
You didn't read the magazines or any of that sort of thing?
Well, I would read the reports in the newspapers
and
think about them some, but I never read any of the magazines.
In other words, you weren't somebody who was really terribly interested in this and likely to assume that anything you saw would be that.
No, sir, I wasn't.
I see.
I am now.
You're a convert now, huh?
Yes, I am.
Henry, thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck.
Surely.
Good night.
Bye.
Henry Fox, who saw a UFO. That's all there is to it.
People used to call me Nobody Baby up until I met you. People used to call me Nobody Baby. I was feeling so blue. When you came along, my life was a song. Thought that my lonely would end. Then you went away and left me to stay in a nobody's baby again. Nobody's baby again. I can keep missing you more and more. Nobody's baby again. Saw me with you, walking in a daydream, hoping that maybe all my dreams would come true. I planned every move, and that's quite hard to prove, that even a loser can win. I don't have a knack, the lonely's back, and I'm nobody's baby again. Nobody's baby again. I keep missing you more and more. Nobody's baby again. You're the one I've been living for. I plan every move and I try hard to prove that even the loser can win. I don't have a knack.
On Monitor, Dean Martin's very latest. It's 17 minutes after the hour. Time to stay on the Monitor Beacon.
WNBC, AM and FM, New York. There are brave youngsters in this country who are trying to pull themselves out of poverty. They are trying desperately to stay in school. They live in Appalachia and on American Indian reservations. They have all sorts of ideas for getting ahead. Now they have a chance to earn while they learn through Save the Children Federation's Self-Help Scholarship Fund. Their projects are varied and ingenious. One may plant and tend a garden to provide better food for his family. Another may raise chickens and use the egg money for school expenses. A third will work as a hospital aide. One thing they all have in common is a drive to better their life and achieve their aspirations. And they deserve help. You can help these young people to become responsible citizens of tomorrow by contributing to the Self-Help Scholarship Fund today. The address is Save the Children, Box 120, New York, New York. That's Save the Children, Box 120, New York, New York, 10017.
Think entertainment. Think excitement. Think Brad Crandall. Think music. Think in Portuguese. Marsh Quinada, Sergio Mendes, and Brazil 66.
Pois o samba está animado. Oh, you gave away samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu. E samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, o samba como este é tão legal. Você já vai querer. Pois o samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu. E samba de preto veio, samba de preto tudo. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que chegue no
at Chalk's Flying Service, only Leonard, the freight manager, and Mrs. Franklin in the office smoked L&M's. Now Ned Ames has come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
I have it on good authority that Al Capp is headed our way. And you know what that means. Head for the hill country with Al Caola.
Thank you.
And now, monitors expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp. Al's going to talk about doctors, which kind of reminds me of the story about the doctor whose basement was flooding. So he called a plumber who said, "Tell you what, Doc, you drop in 2 aspirin and call me in the morning if the flooding is still there." Here's Al.
I guess doctors are a matter of taste, but the kind I like best are the buddy-buddy type. Now, your average doctor will discuss your illness and your operation and your probable failure to recover from it. But not your buddy-buddy doctor. He's with you all the way. Now, let's say you've just been pulled out from under a steamroller. You call your buddy-buddy doctor, and he prances in all blooming good health and fine spirits, but don't think he's thankful he's in that shape. He's with you. He says, "Well, we've had a little misfortune, haven't we?" You ask him how bad it is. He says, "Well, we'll have to take a look at our arms and our legs, won't we?" Then he says, "I'm afraid there's some moderately disappointing news for us, but I know we're going to take it bravely. We'll have to amputate everything. But," he says, "we still have a grand life to look forward to. We're just going to adjust ourselves to our little setback and be happy as larks in our little basket, aren't we?" The only way to get even with your buddy-buddy doctor is when the bill comes. Then you say, "We're not going to worry our little heads off about anything like that, are we?" And this is Al, buddy-buddy Cap, speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp is with us every weekend. If he has never insulted your profession or craft or social group, be patient. He'll get around to you. Waiting there. Oh, say, if you're out riding, you've probably passed at least one place where souvenirs are sold. A friend of mine was driving in Maine, stopped to buy a souvenir. All the souvenirs, from the ashtrays to the pillows, were in the shape of lobsters. And then he turned them over and discovered they were all made in Japan. except for one type of souvenir, which was entitled A Souvenir of the Penobscot Indians. So naturally, it was made in Hong Kong. Fantabulous Brass with Bubbles, Bangles, and Beads. And this is Brad Crandall with entertainment, information, and features, all on monitor, heard across the nation on NBC stations. State College, Pennsylvania hears us on WMAJ.
Monitor, guiding you through an autumn weekend on the NBC Radio Network.